episode 493 of Global From Anywhere podcast, Smarter Global Sourcing and Shipping Strategies.
Welcome to Global From Anywhere podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business is broken down into straight up actionable advice.
Welcome back to Global From Anywhere. I'm Mike, and today we're tackling a topic that's on every seller's mind right now: global logistics. It feels like the ground is constantly shifting underneath us. With me is Lisa. Lisa, what's the biggest headache you're hearing from business owners about their supply chain this year?
Mike, it's a perfect storm of uncertainty. We've got geopolitical tensions driving up fuel costs, new customs policies that seem to change overnight, and the constant pressure to manage cash flow. Sellers are trying to balance the fear of running out of stock for Q4 with the risk of tying up all their capital in inventory that's stuck on a ship.
Exactly. And that's why we've brought in an expert from the front lines. Today, we're joined by Justin Lin, CEO of Easy China Warehouse, live from China. He has a unique perspective, working with both local Chinese sellers and Western entrepreneurs. And he sees firsthand how the smartest businesses are navigating these challenges.
So we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what's really happening with shipping rates, customs compliance, and how sellers can adopt smarter, just-in-time inventories.
You got it. We'll break down the latest trends, from the rise of Temu to the new U.S. import regulations, and get actionable advice on how to prepare your business for the rest of the year. Let's dive in. Hey, entrepreneurs, if you're serious about scaling your cross-border business in 2026, don't miss the Cross-Border Summit happening November 3rd to 5th in Chiang Mai, Thailand. Network with speakers and fellow advanced sellers who are already navigating AI tools, tariff strategies, and new market expansion. Early bird tickets available at 2026.crossbordersummit.com.
Today we're in for one of our regular guests and my partner and CEO of Easy China Warehouse, Justin Lin. How are you doing today, Justin?
Good. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm good. Even though now it's at night in China, but still, yeah, we have
that. It's Lee. I appreciate your time today. And I know you're working hard. And there's so much happening in the world of logistics. I know we chat, we have our regular catch-ups, but I know there's a lot going on. So I think it's an important time to have you come on here and share with us maybe a bit. I think, of course, you've been on the show before, but do you want to introduce yourself to everybody for those?
Yeah, sure.
For the first time?
Yeah. Yeah, it's my first time on the online show, right?
Yeah, first time live.
And yeah, I'm Justin Lin. I'm from Easy China Warehouse. I'm CEO of the Easy China Warehouse company, and we do provide a logistics service from China to global. So yeah, so now I'm come here to talk about logistics now and how to share some information I know to A1.
Okay, great. Yeah, so if you are here live, this is the first time Justin's here on live. He's been on the show before, the podcast. But if don't be shy, you can shoot questions during or after the show. We'd love to hear from you live, and you can be part of the episode. So we have a few points to go through. Like, what is going on now, right now, in the supply chain world is my thought. Or I think the question is between Chinese and Western, Asian sellers, Western sellers. But I think more, what are some highlights in 2026? It's been a crazy year. We did talk about Trump, I think, last year. I remember we were walking around the warehouse in logistics. But what's going on this year?
Yeah, this year still Trump, even though not like directly raised the tariff, right? But still Trump started a war and makes the gas raise up for everyone, not just everybody, not just like we are doing the business. Everyone need the gas for the car, right? So
Jeez. So
rise up the price, so still Trump.
It is insane.
And the customers keep asking me, why the price keep goes up? This one you should play on Trump.
Man, I don't even know if you and I talked about it, but I think there's a way you can get money back from the tariffs in the U.S. somehow, right? Some people
Yeah, but
there's some kind of bullshit forms. You can send 4 or 5 forms or all kinds of stuff. I don't know what you think of that. Yeah, I think a lot of people can't get it, but
yeah, I think like basically like most companies not able to get only like those like big company like Walmart, something like that. They don't afraid to like Trump will go after them. So but for the small company, if you try to get the refund and they will check back your record in the past. If you undervalue the product, especially like some customer doing the DDP from China to US, and then they will check your record in the past and what's the decay value you report to the customer. If you do know and they will trade back and then require a different document, something like that. So it's really hard to get the, yeah, if you're not worried about they will go after you, then you can try.
Yeah, so I tried, but I think there's some documents. Of course, I ship from China, I ship from Thailand too, and we couldn't qualify. There's some document, and it's not even just about DDP or not DDP. There was some kind of document we didn't have, or there was all these things you have to submit. So like you said, it does feel like the big companies with all the resources and all the systems, but they always hit the small guys, like the small business sellers and businesses are like always getting the worst. What about, I guess the first question is also more like, I always look to you, you're in China, you're Chinese, you're working with Western international sellers and Chinese seller, work with Chinese sellers. Is there things you're seeing, different strategies, different tactics that you're seeing in like logistics or even in selling?
Yeah, the difference, I think for the Western, because they are not in China and they don't know a lot of Asia culture, especially they don't have the advantage Asian seller, some Chinese, especially for compared with the Chinese seller, they can like more know the Chinese culture and they can manage the inventory really well. But for Western kind of seller, they probably will just buy all the inventory and from the culture and then send them all. They will not like store, not like shoot like regularly. They just like shoot one time and the whole inventory they order and then go and then storage in some 3PL or Amazon, AWD, like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've talked about that, but just to kind of summary is, yeah, I think Chinese sellers have always kept more in China or Asia and just send small shipments to the U.S. on demand, right? Whereas Westerners, we still think, oh, it's cheaper to send a lot to the U.S. once, but that's might think it makes sense, but it's, like you're saying, better to send more just in time.
Yeah, that will cost for every business, the cash flow is the saw, right? The go and saw, right? So if you send all that, then you will have, unless you are really rich, otherwise you will probably be facing cash flow issue if you not manage the inventory. For e-commerce seller, in the end, what the money they make still on the inventory, how well they manage the inventory, right? But that inventory is not cash. So you not can exchange to the cash anytime you want. You only upload it become the cash, right? So if you not manage it well, then in the end, you will make a lot of inventory, not make a lot of money.
Cash. Yeah, I get it. So, getting a lot of reactions here.
Yeah, go and ahead. So that's why Chinese sellers, they will more careful this. They not understand the business, all the e-commerce, not just cross-border e-commerce, even in Taobao, in China. In the end, the money they make is still inventory, right? So if they not manage it well, also some seasonal product, and then you will just, in the end, you just make a bunch of inventory,
Got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Alrighty. So let me look at my list. But the challenge, it is a challenge, even me, as a seller, we all try to balance TikTok, Amazon, D2C, of course, which is Shopify. And then there's like Temu and they even, I don't know. What are you seeing with the customers now and the trends now? Like, how do people deal with that?
Yeah, from the legitimacy, what we see is now is for most, no matter you are like from Western or China, seller, it's getting harder to sell online. Since everyone thinks the e-commerce is not that good, so a lot of people, they not try to spend the money, right? So that caused the sales goes down. And all the platform, especially Amazon, it's not like a couple of years ago, you can easy to make money and there are a lot of new rules. So it's really harder to make money. And there are a lot. So from compare the data, sellers not order inventory as they do that much before. Also not shoot that a lot inventory compared, from what we see.
And is there some new channels? Or I remember, I don't even know if I think you and I talked to Temu, or I don't know if you have customers working with Temu, but I haven't done it myself. But is that something people are growing into now?
I don't think they are going, but still have some of our customers doing the Temu because there are some still a lot new, but they're not used selling the old product. They will keep still update the new listing. But the product is new. They try to find some new product to send to sell on Temu. And now they also most of them will do the D2C shipping. They're not used to Temu shipping. They will they will work with some send the inventory from China to the Temu 3PL. Which means that's not owned by Temu, but that's some 3PLs work with Temu, sign a contract, and provide some advantage for the seller, both in German, UK, Japan, US. So it would be like that.
Okay, cool. Great. Making sense here. And my thoughts are, I don't know if you want to get technical, but there is policy changes. I don't know if you want to talk about customs and if you think there's something people should know or prepare for with these changes. And I don't know if how much detail you want to share or what, but I think it's worth hearing about a little bit.
Still, we don't know now from the policy we saw CPSC, and now we still not sure. Now, basically, they will require, most product will require the certification and CPC for children product, and most general product will require the GCC. And in the past, just the more, we also need the MSDS. So it will require more document for the product before you send to US now. And that's the rule. But we still don't know how strict CPB will do yet because until July 8. So we don't know yet. Based on the policy, if everyone needs to follow the policy, then it will be more strict. Also, they have more customs, not just the certification require more strict. Also, the importer in the IOR, the
importer record,
it will also require. Now they try to the US CBP make 129A1 Amazon seller use their company name and as a importer record to import the cargo to US Amazon. And they will also, that's why if you use, now it's most easy way to get it is use AGL way and cheapest way to get the importer IOR. I think it costs about $350. But AGL is more expensive than another shipping company normally. And and they try to require people do that. And then if you use you have the category only can send because when you register AGL and then they will ask you to provide which category, or maybe you sell t-shirt and then if you sell the headphone, then custom maybe now because there are some category, they are more strict on that too. So things like getting harder to import to U.S.
I know. I was scared to bring it up, but I guess we'll see. What is some core takeaways you think people should take away for this year, right? We're halfway through the year, 2026. We're in the summer, Q4, of course. What are some things people could prepare or people can do, like some takeaways, some strategies?
Yeah, if you're selling on US and if your product is like import to US, not just China, also like South Asia. Now I can see from ECW, we forecast the shipping rate for the next 3 months. We think it will still keep raising up like every month. So we suggest we forecast the shipping rate probably will drop down start mid of December. So if you have inventory need to send, I would suggest you send ASAP. Otherwise, your shipping agent, or not just shipping agent, the YSO company will announce that, okay, the container price keep rising up. So I would suggest people ship as soon as possible. Yes. Otherwise, more later, the shipping rates will be keep going up. Yeah.
Awesome. As always, stressful, but... Yeah, Q4 in the world is this. And then the Strait of Hormuz, I don't even know how to say it, the Strait of the Middle East thing, did that? It was not China to USA, it's usually through LA. But did that, it seems like it's going away? I don't know. I don't really try to read the news, to be honest, but.
Yeah,
is that not helpful?
Basically, all the shipping night tools also goes up. I would suggest sanction than later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just the way it is. But then, of course, then it's such a balance because you have to predict how much inventory. You don't want to have too much inventory there. We don't want to run out of stock. So it's like, how many shipments per year do you plan, and how do you choose which time of the year, and all of these things. It's never easy. But yes. I guess ship now Q4. That's kind of crazy, or you wouldn't wait.
Now I just mentioned it will. We forecast that the shipping rate will drop down in December. So you from now to the future, you probably will take about one month to US, 1.5 month to US inventory. So you prepare now. You send if you send now, you can prepare. I think 3 months. Inventory, but if you are your product is seasonal, then you need to based on last year inventory, how much you sell, and then to plan how much you need to send now. So
okay, yeah. So this is always good to have you back, Justin, at EasyChinaWarehouse.com. Yeah, it's great to be your business partner. You've been doing the business doing great. I know it's high stress. Seems everybody's happy. I know logistics is a very tricky business. It's a very stressful business of this world, especially in this climate of changes. But I do kind of hear from the clients or customers that we try to provide basically services that like Asia or Chinese sellers can have to international sellers as well, and always focusing on the user. So it's great to work with you, and I'm really amazed at the way it's grown and people are happy, so it's the best.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm happy to still seeing ECW to grow now from 2004 we take over, and then it keep growing, and yeah, everyone's happy on the team and customers also happy. So yeah, that's great.
Awesome. Yeah, so we'll link in the show notes and everything. And I didn't really plan, but I want to you were telling me. Remember we talked last year about the perks, the coupons? I'll just show real quick. We've been making the GFA VIP app for the Gold from Asia, and I want to add ECW here. I can't see as clearly, but we're adding apps now. So
cool. So
we want to add Easy China Warehouse app here. And the way this works is you can click it, and it opens within the app. See? So it's... And you're automatically logged into your account. So we're listing some of our partners and community, of course, the Cross Border Summit here, and they have their own basically community app. So it's kind of like a mini apps in chat. I just been working on this myself the last week or so, but the club, basically the different, the Nao Shenzhen, the other things. So it's because always people said to me, oh, we can't find, or we don't know what you're doing or things. And then of course there's a chat and there's different projects and the Cross Border Summit. We're going to have a chat room. So we're really working hard on that. And we should get some benefits for the community from Easy China Warehouse. I know we had talked about that last year. I'm finally getting it going now.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome. We'll work on that soon and keep people posted. All right, Justin, thanks so much for your time. It was always a pleasure. And
yes, thank you for having me.
So thanks, everybody. And I'll see you next time.
Okay, cool. Bye-bye.
That was an incredibly insightful session. Justin's forecast on shipping rates is definitely a wake-up call. Lisa, what was your biggest takeaway from our conversation?
For me, it was the stark difference in strategy between local Chinese sellers and many Western sellers. The emphasis on maintaining lean inventory in China and shipping smaller, more frequent batches just makes so much sense for preserving cash flow. It's a fundamental mindset shift from the old fill a container and forget it approach.
I completely agree. It highlights how crucial it is to have a partner on the ground who understands both the culture and the logistics. It's not just about finding a cheap shipping rate. It's about building a resilient and flexible supply chain that can adapt to this constant change.
And his advice to ship for Q4 as soon as possible is something every seller needs to hear right now. So, for our listeners who want to learn more or get in touch with Justin, what's the best way?
You can find him and his team at easychinawarehouse.com. They're a trusted partner in our community. And as we mentioned, we'll be integrating some exclusive benefits for them right into our GFA VIP app.
Fantastic. It's all about having the right strategy and the right partners.
Absolutely. A huge thank you to Justin for joining us. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Global From Anywhere. We'll see you next time.
To get more info about running an international business, please visit our website at www.globalfromanywhere.com. That's www.globalfromanywhere.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.